USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege. During his 46-minute speech Wednesday, this colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. Six people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Numerous U.S. states, led by New York, is investigating Facebook for possible antitrust violations and plan to file a lawsuit against the social media giant next week. The complaint would be the second major lawsuit filed against a big tech company this year. The Justice Department, you might remember, sued Alphabet Inc. from Google in October. Commissioners at the Federal Trade Commission met on Wednesday and could file a related complaint with an administrative law judge or district court. More than 40 states plan to sign on to the suit, one of four sources said, without naming the states. A disintegrating meteor likely triggered a thundering boom in upstate New York late Wednesday afternoon. Robert Lunsford with the American Meteor Society said a meteor blew up over Syracuse, New York, creating the big boom and impressive light show. By 5 p.m. Wednesday, the meteor organization had recorded 90 reports of fireballs seen in Maryland, Michigan, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. However, clouds shrouded the fireball from view in much of the area. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Week 12 game between the Ravens and the Steelers was rescheduled numerous times because of internal COVID-19 exposures and bad weather. The rare Wednesday afternoon game was sloppy at best in the 19-14 Steelers win. Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin.
Bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight. We did enough to win, but that's all. It was really junior varsity, to be quite honest with you, and it was in all three phases. We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. And so we're fortunate tonight. It's good to proceed with the victory. I acknowledge that. But not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about. Other than that, Bud got hurt. He's being evaluated. I'm sure I'll have an update for you tomorrow or whatever when we get an opportunity to meet.
Four turnovers started the game. A botched read option exchange between Robert Griffin III and Gus Edwards resulted in a fumble. Ben Roethlisberger threw a silly interception to Tyus Bowser in the end zone. Robert Griffin III followed that up with a pick six, and Ray McLeod muffed a punt. There will be no game Thursday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.